It's been a long year, Bobby. I've done a lot of traveling, I've met a lot of people, and we've done a lot of things. Once I return to the United States, more of it will sink in, and then it'll be easier to talk about.
So what's going through your mind right now?
I think it's a little bit of a seesaw of emotions. On one hand, I wish I could have done more. And then on the other hand, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to come home. I'm ready to come back to the United States and be with my wife.
This is concluding your 10th overseas assignment in a 27-year career. Has the impact of that sunk in yet?
Not really, because I'm looking forward to going back to school. One of my goals is to finish my graduate degree before I retire.
And the graduate degree will be in?
It's a master's in public affairs with a concentration in disaster and emergency management.
One of the little items you mentioned over the weekend in the blog is that you can't believe how much stuff you accumulate in a year's time. What's some of the stuff you're sorting through?
A lot of training manuals, things like that I picked up from Fort Riley.
So you're going to pass those on to the incoming folks?
Yes, I had some things given to me, and I don't feel right selling them, so I'm giving my stuff away as well. I have a refrigerator. Of course, I can't pack that in a bag. It won't fit. Some of my shelves. I had some speakers for my computer that was given to me, but I already turned that over to somebody else.
The Kyrgyzstan upheaval has delayed somewhat your team's departure and your departure. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we keep seesawing back and forth, Bobby. One minute the airport's open, they're flying. Next minute, no, they're closed, flights are suspended, people aren't leaving the base. Then we receive word again, no, they're flying again. So I don't know.
Leaving Afghanistan, preparing to come home to your wife and your dogs and your family and your friends, it can get overwhelming. You've been away a year.
It's going to take a little bit of adjustment. And I guess the thing I'm really looking forward to is just freedom to do really what I want. Freedom to cook, freedom to drive my car, and not have to worry about these threats. And probably one of the biggest things is I don't have to look out my window and see big HESCO barriers and Constantina wire 24 hours around the clock.
I remember Lisa sort of teasing you that you drove pretty fast when you both met up in Germany. Is that the kind of thing where you personally are going to have to step back and adjust a little bit?
I'm not sure how I'm going to react. The first night we meet at the airport, I'm going to let her drive home until, you know, I get my bearings and start acclimating again, and then I'll ease into it. I don't think it'll be a problem, but I just never know. While you're here, it's a high ops tempo, and every time you drive outside the wire, you have to be ready. You never know what to expect.
How can folks back here prepare for you and make that transition easier?
I'm hoping that people will give us our private time together, even though I miss my friends and I want to see them. But the first couple days, I just want to be alone with my wife and my dogs.